Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour, we're brought to you by my friends at Monty McGrill's. If you're looking for that brand new barbecue for Father's Day coming up right around the corner, yeah, that's this weekend, guys. Check them out at MontyMcGrills.com and check them out at Lowe's. Many times, if you play the game right, you might be able to get them to put them together for you. It means that could be assembly, which could be easy. Now, these things go together super easy. I took about an hour to put one together, one of the Omni Pros. That thing is awesome. It is a killer barbecue, and it's a small one, four burner, but it is big on savings. Check them out at MontyMcGrills.com. Well, this is our midweek update. This is our special that comes out in the middle of the week, podcast only, between the national radio show and podcast that comes out every weekend. This is the one that kind of gets you filled in on what's going on around the world, and especially in the world of home improvement. And today we got some interesting stuff. I just saw breaking news a minute ago that the U.S. and China have kind of figured out the trade disputes, so that could be good for us. There's a lot of companies out there that are really sweating it because, well, they're getting their stuff made overseas, and, you know, that can be an issue. Now, there's other companies out there as well that aren't sweating it, like my friends over at 1620 Workwear. Those guys over there, all made in USA, so not that big a deal, but those guys have got some great stuff, so try to buy that made in USA when you can, but we also know there's a lot of electronic stuff that's not made in the USA that, well, we have to deal with it coming in from overseas someplace. Maybe we can get some of that brought back into the States. Well, first off, today I wanted to talk about getting ready for hurricane season, getting ready for wildfire season. We are jamming right into that. And I got just a gut hunch, and I don't believe when the weather people come out and say, oh, there's going to be four major storms, 22 major storms or whatever. It seems like they're always wrong. Sorry, weather people, you're just not on that. Your crystal ball does not work well enough, but doesn't mean that we can't be prepared for that. So really making sure that you've got the stuff to take care of yourself. Do you have food for a couple weeks? Do you have water for a couple weeks? Do you have things to protect yourself in a hurricane? Sometimes you might need just a good old fashioned tarp. Do you have everything you need as far as batteries and ways to cook food, things like that? Are you dialed in for that? Wildfire season, you got all that stuff away from the outside of your house that's combustible. Maybe put an aluminum fence up or a gate so that fire doesn't come right up to your house. What can you do? We learned a lot last year. You know, it comes to wildfires and winds. You know, I watched my buddy David's place. Unfortunately, he lost everything in that. But he did some remodeling and had fire-rated stuff on the outside, and it still didn't matter. So are you ready for that? Can you grab your stuff in? If you had 15 minutes, could you grab the stuff that means the most to you? There's a good one right there. If someone set a timer and you were in the front of your house outside your door, said you got 15 minutes to load up the stuff that matters to you, could you do it? And could you grab some stuff for you and your family at the same time to make sure that you could get out and get to a safe space? So think about that a little bit. Are you ready? We'll do it on another time. This isn't a big episode on that, but I really wanted to see, hey, are you guys ready for wildfire and hurricane season? Let's be ready to rock on that one. Now, this one is a huge week on recalls. It is loaded up. So there's a decent chance you might have something here. NTI brand boilers recall due to fire and carbon monoxide poisoning hazards. So the boiler door can fail to seal properly due to incorrect burner door studs. There's only about 323 of those in the U.S., 459 sold in Canada, so maybe not that one there. HTP brand boilers recalled due to fire and carbon monoxide poisoning hazard. Wow. Dorta failed the seal the same way. They only built 100 of those. 9 in Canada, not a big one. If you bought scaffolding from Direct Scaffold Supply, their casters for the Baker scaffolding could fail. There's about 25,000 out there. Take a look at that. DR Power Equipment recalls battery-powered chainsaws due to fire or burn hazards. The motor controller of the recalled chainsaw can overheat during operation of the unit, causing fire, burn hazard. There's about 7,100 of those. Now, there's a lot of children stuff out here, but here's another one that's big. And if you bought these on Amazon, there's a couple million of these things out there. The Medea recalls about 1.7 U and U plus window air conditioners due to risk of mold exposure. These are those imported window air conditioners that have a U shape where the door comes over the kind of the inside of it. So the window actually comes down over the top of that thing. So there's only a few inches. So it's a U shape. So the window covers 80% of the opening and there's just a few inches across the bottom. So pooled water in the air conditioners can fail to drain quickly enough, which can lead to mold growth. Mold exposure poses risk of respiratory issues or other infections to some consumers. This is the first mold growth one I've seen out there. And there might be others, but this is the first one I've seen. So Medea, these are huge on Amazon, by the way. If you jump on Amazon and bought a window air conditioner and it's U-shaped, probably what this is. 1.7 million of these. So consumers with the recalled air conditioner should immediately contact Medea for a free repair or full or prorated refund, which will be based on the purchase date or date of manufacture. So consumers who want a refund will be requested to send the unit back to them using a free shipping label or submit a photograph showing that they cut the unplugged power cord off the unit to receive a refund. Consumers who want a repair should contact Medea or engine technician to install a new drain plug or send consumers a repair that includes a new drain plug and bubble level depending on the model. So what they're saying is these things can get all gummed up and grow mold. So that's a huge issue. 1.7 million. That's going to be a bad deal. Lutron recalls power interfaces for LED tape lights due to shock hazard. There's only about 2,000 of those out there, so that's another one. And boy, these things just keep going. Portable hook-on chairs recalled due to risk of serious injury or death from fall hazard. So this was Amazon, about 1,000 of those. So then there's just a ton of stuff. Renai America recalls boilers due to carbon monoxide poisoning. The boiler door can fail to seal properly due to incorrect screws. Seems the same as the other boilers. I wonder if they make those in the same space. So it looks like they've got an issue there, about 2,030 of those. So that's a Renai boiler as well. So keep an eye out here. And of course, if you missed it last week, the big faucet recall, if you bought one of those $30 to $75 faucets on Amazon, take a look. A lot of those are being recalled due to dangerous lead exposure. And to find out more about these, head over to cpsc.gov/recalls, and you can find out what's going on there and see if any of these things are going to be an issue for you. So a lot of boilers, chainsaw, and of course, window air conditioners, which is that time of year where that can be an issue. So take a look at cpsc.gov/recalls. Well, this Father's Day, we got a great show coming up this weekend. We're going to be talking decking and cladding. We're going to be talking barbecue, so many different things. And if you're in the Pacific Northwest, if you're up here where I am in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, there is the A&A Casino Barbecue Fest. Now, this is in Ridgefield, Washington, just north of Vancouver, Washington. And our guest this weekend on the show, Stan Hayes from Operation Barbecue Relief, is actually giving seminars and classes at the Barbecue Fest. So if you're thinking about, hey, my barbecue game is killer and I want to have a food cart, I want to do some catering, he's giving a masterclass there on how to barbecue and run a barbecue business. So take a look, A&A Barbecue Fest, and that place, that barbecue fest, every time I go, it is killer. They have always got something going. You'll hear me talk about it this weekend on the radio show, but that is Saturday and Sunday here in the Pacific Northwest. It's worth driving down from Seattle. It's worth driving up from the Tri-Cities. It's worth driving up from Bend. It is one of those things that if you really want to learn barbecue from the masters, these are people that can put out a couple, million meals a year for what they do. So think about that one and take a look at that. I will share that up here on my Facebook page for the Around the House show. Make sure you follow all our social media stuff. And I'm going to be doing a lot more video content for us here on the show because we just wrapped up filming for our final season over on Fox 12 Plus here in Portland of the Around the House Northwest show. We will not be continuing with those guys. And we'll be talking about that more in coming weeks. I am out there talking to new stations about what we're going to do in the next version of that. So stay tuned. Hopefully we're going to be doing something more with a bigger reach. It was great to learn how to do TV. And we talked a little bit about that. But coming up here, that will wrap up at the end of June. We got our filming done for that. Might have a little more pickups, but I think we're about got that wrapped up. And we are good to go on that. And lots of new stuff ahead that I can't wait to share with you. All right, guys, I want to get this out to you, so I better run. And I got a big day ahead. I've got so many big projects I'm working on and some stuff we're going to be filming as well. So I can't wait to show that to you. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. I'll see you on Saturday for the big show.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.